bleak, troubled, struggling. Take the phrase North Country economy, and you'll almost inevitably hear one of those adjectives attached to it. And to a certain extent, it's true. The Northern New Hampshire economy has had a difficult run since the bottom fell out of the mill economy more than a decade ago. But can a handful of downbeat adjectives really characterize the economy of a whole region? Reporter Amanda Loader of State Impact New Hampshire has been looking at the state of the North Country economy for her economic series, Getting By, Getting Ahead. Amanda, welcome back.
Hi, Brady.
I guess at least part of the reason you always hear words like bleak in this context is that there's such a disparity between the economy in the North Country and the economy in the other parts of the state.
Yeah, absolutely. If taken as a whole, New Hampshire is doing relatively well compared to the rest of the country. When you look at the North Country, it has the state's highest unemployment rate by far. It's at nearly 9% up there. The North Country also has the lowest average weekly wage in the state, the highest poverty rate. When you add to that the spottiness of high-speed internet access and the North Country's physical remoteness from the rest of the state, what you really do have is this real long-term challenge in terms of attracting people and businesses to the area to really help pump up and rejuvenate that economy.
It was an economy that had the mills at the heart for over a century, and now the mills are almost all in the past. So that question of what's at the heart of the North Country economy now is a tough one to answer.
Yeah, and you know, a number of economic development organizations and initiatives are in the works to try and figure out what will work there in the absence of the mills. Actually, a confusing overabundance of these kinds of projects is actually a key concern that community leaders cited in a report that was recently released here by the Carsey Institute. And here recently, there are a number of groups based in northern New Hampshire and in northern Vermont, which faces some similar challenges. They brought in more than $700,000 in federal grants. And one of a number of things that they plan on putting that money toward is actually figuring out how they can bring more high-speed internet access to the area, which they believe really is the key to bringing in more industries, more varied industries, and with them, more and better-paying jobs.
What I've always noticed in talking with people who live in northern New Hampshire is this feeling that, yes, it's challenging, yes, they could use some help, but nobody wants to just sort of give up.
Yeah, that Carsey Institute report that I mentioned earlier was actually written by Michelle Dillon. She chairs the sociology department at the University of New Hampshire. And she spent 2.5 years, actually, interviewing community leaders in the North Country. And she told me the situation there is redeemable because people have to make it redeemable. The people who are there really do want to be there. And there was yet a different Carsey report who found that a number of those people who have left the North Country would actually come back if there were more jobs. So there is a determination to get creative and to try to make things work. That's doubly important because the region has by far the highest proportion of people over the age of 65. It works out to about 1 in 5 people. It also doesn't draw a lot of out-of-staters to replenish the labor pool. So finding a way to attract at least some of those educated, relatively well-off out-of-staters is going to continue to be a bigger and bigger priority for the North Country.
I'm talking about an economy in a transition and a transformation, and the person at the center of your piece tomorrow on Morning Edition has lived that transformation.
Rolly LeClaire, he's a mill worker at Gorham Paper and Tissue, and he has been laid off and rehired twice in the past 10 years. How he got through it and his perceptions of the future, it's a great example of some of these dynamic tensions right now facing the North Country.
We'll be listening, Amanda. Thanks.
Thank you, Brady.
Amanda Loader of State Impact New Hampshire and HBR's business and economy coverage in partnership with NPR. You can learn more about Amanda's series, Getting By, Getting Ahead, by going to our website, nhpr.org.